change? Can you implement something quickly there?
I think you can. You got to ask the first starters why. Some of it's habit. Especially younger players come out of junior where they're allowed to play big shift lengths. European players more will have a longer shift length. I'm expecting that once it's addressed that you'll see a significant improvement. And, with the guys, when you get good looks early and don't score in a game, that's the first flag that goes up. You've had some chances, you're not scoring. Guys had real good looks, and they feel like that next chance is right there. So they start extending that shift. And they never start out with the idea, I'm going to stay out over a minute, but they get their chance, it doesn't go, and it ends up in their end, they can't change. And that's how those things get built. And anybody can survive one long shift, but more than that, it gets very tough.
Yeah, but
I think we're completely okay. Are you talking about changing things in the room or coming off the ice too quickly?
There
are different ways to do it. So, as a coach, you get the opportunity on whistles to decide when you're changing that night. So you get a little more fatigued. You're saying anything around 20-22, and you let guys know that. there's less of a fallout from changing too quickly. If your shifts are too long, the reason it gets worse is because the other three lines are sitting on the bench going, no, got to get mine now. And you see it more if you're in a little bit more of a four-line rotation. We started last night, rolled four a little bit more. It's a long time for some of those guys to feel like they were sitting on the bench. But there's not much. You might give up a little bit of offense, and you might give up some attacks against, but... nobody ever really changes with the puck unless they're dumping and changing, so it's not a concern for me.
Besides the shifts, are you seeing any other habits that you're having trouble sort of
pulling
out of their game?
No, there are things, and I won't say I'd let them go, but there are things that we would just address on the bench and not make it a major point, and then you watch to see if that'll handle it, and if it doesn't, then you've got to take it to another step of either video and things of that nature. But we really, with the changeover, had a priority list of things to do, and we talked about not moving on to the next until we got the first one wrapped up a little bit, till we're comfortable that when it stops becoming the main focus of practice, that doesn't mean you lose anything. So I'm fine with our progression rate. We're at number one. There's four main defensive components to a game. One of them being penalty kill, which I'm actually fairly happy with. Faceoffs are an issue there for us. And then there's their forecheck, your neutral zone, and your D-zone coverage. And we've glossed over two of them and spent all our time on one. Well, depending on where they are on the ice, you change what you're asking your center to do, and you move your wingers differently for ties and things like that. We've started to do that. It helped us in Chicago, I think, because we just got killed in the first period. And I like the confidence the centerman feels that he can win that draw. And it happened at the end of the game. Brian wanted that faceoff, and good for him. And his numbers suggested that maybe it was on his offside, but he got it done. So those are the confidence builders between a coach and a player.
How do you like how your team matches up against the Habs?
Oh, that's one of those tough questions. Like, the day before a game, you never like your way your team matches up against anybody. You're always got that. You're at that worrying point. Our next two, especially opponents, have gone through a tough stretch and have, Montreal feels, I'm sure, they're just coming out of it. And Carolina certainly is rolling. So we're going to get their best. And we should be as confident as we deserve to be with our play. So it'll be good games. I mean, those next two games are going to be very fast. They're going to be up and down the ice, and you're going to have to be in your lanes and on your routes way before puck changes possession or you're never catching the guy, but we've got speed and size, so there's parts of that we can control too.
Since you got here, you've had some success, but ground is very difficult to make up
yeah.
in this race. Do you have any concern about that it could get discouraging even though you're doing well?
No, because that's not our sole reason for being here, right? The two goals from day one, make the playoffs. But it's not going to happen unless we reach our other goal, and that's building a foundation of a game we understand that we can continually play. It doesn't matter, because if you don't do that, you're not making the playoffs anyway. If you do it and you build it, you have a chance to make the playoffs. And it's a huge amount of ground to make up. But look at right now, what happens, especially, I think, in markets where there's a lot of scrutiny on your team, not necessarily pressure, but scrutiny. Everybody's aware of every shift that you play. You just want to stop losing. You just want to get out of that horrible feeling. It changes your life when you're losing. There's nothing good going on. And these guys have been through that, and they've been through having to answer all those questions, why, and not having an answer. But the first stage is just get a good feeling from winning some games. And, you know, I'll say there's lots of hockey to play, but you can never take that attitude into the game that night. I think in Pav's last three games, he's fought really hard. You know, the puck wasn't doing what it normally or is supposed to do. Part of us blocking a lot of shots is it changes the kind of deflections that he gets. And you know, the goal the other night that cost us, it's a slap shot from the point, breaks Brian Little's stick, goes somewhere else. So I don't think there was any ease in the games that he played. And he won two of them. And he cannot be the difference for us every night. Now, I know that goaltending, and especially on the teams that I've worked with, goaltending was always the critical element in a win. You had to get some saves, and he delivered that for us. But there has to be games that he's out there, and a strange one beats him, an angle change beats him. Like, I thought that the second and third goal versus Toronto aren't bad goals. They're just, it's not easy for him, but he can still have some confidence in that he wins the game. And I don't know what we were doing on our power play at the end of the game, but they got a pretty good chance down the pipe, and he made that save. There's the game. All right, so you can take everything else that happened in that game. When you needed him to make the save, when it was on the line, he made the save. So I like that he's won different kind of games, that he was solely the best player against Anaheim, as Al was against Chicago, where he won, where he only had to be in Calgary. He needed a five-minute block in the third period to be really good, and he was. And then he's played some games where nothing was working in the proper direction, that he looked out of sorts in the net, that the game in front of them wasn't organized, and he found a way to win. Yeah, it's not my first time, right? So I went back with Toronto, so I get to see a bunch of people. Carolina, I think, is in some ways, staff-wise, going to be a lot what happens here. They have really good people there, and they stay for a long time. So I'll get to see a bunch of people that were a big part of my life for 13 years, some of my closest friends, and hopefully catch up with them, and then we're going to try to beat each other. I'll look forward to it. I'm looking forward to getting back and seeing the roads and seeing all the places that we're a big part of. And you know what it's like, you get to this age, you see your kids and everything, you know, that's where my kids were at, that's the school my kids were at. So I'm looking forward to getting back there. And then, and he's not behind in his progression. So all I ever heard was after the break, and I haven't heard anything different since. So that's why I said none. No, he's playing now, right? So he played last night, and so he's a hockey player again. But, you know, the first evaluation by any new coach, you want to give him a chance to make a good impression. So I hope he gets a bunch of games in there. He's been out for a long time. So I'm not hurry to force him back in. I want to get him feeling good about himself and his game first.